Yes, but what actually is my body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence, he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love outside? The body will not stay. Yet this he sees as double safety. Listen, for the Son of God's impermanence is proof his fences work and do the task his mind assigns to them. For if his oneness still remains untouched, who could attack and who could be attacked? Who could be the victor? Who could be his prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? Let's look. The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it? But we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. Now listen with me. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help him walk along the road with him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill, to heal the mind that it was made to kill. Listen, you will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love and you are safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find yourself.
remember there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart.
Yeah.
We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome.
I love to teach.
Times when I know.
I love to teach the idea that the universe is thought.
Don't let the blues make you bad.
Can you get a better reflection?
They
inquired what I intend to teach in this last sequence of time. No.
For parting is not goodbye.
The idea that I'm going to teach that you are a reflection of light that represents what you believe about yourself in the hologram of light are what I'm teaching. You described to me how we stood last night and there were a lot of you. How many? About 100 million. And you stood individually out and look, I did the video. This is, what's that say?
The Milky Way.
Can you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea that the Milky Way that you see is a visual representation of how you're viewing yourself in a reflection of light contained within your own perspective of time that has no regard to anything except what it contains, all right? Here, let's look together just for a minute at what it says about the Milky Way. I think it's worth looking at, all right? Because what? I have to show you, and I intend to demonstrate it to you, that the thought that you and I have about escaping this little hovel, okay, that we call space-time in my body formulation, can give us, if we choose, a better reflection of what we intend to be within the nature of the example that my mind is all-powerful. Here's about the Milky Way. Listen. Our sun is only one of about 200 billion stars. You listening? Our sun, the little sun that you see, is one of about 200 billion stars that together with clouds of dust and gas make up the Milky Way galaxy. Seen from Earth, the Milky Way appears as a misty band of light arched across the night sky. Closer inspection reveals star clusters and bright clouds and dark blotches and hazy glowing patches. In many mythologies, the Milky Way was said to be the road to heaven, and this is the way we're describing it, isn't it? We now know that it is simply our view of the vast pinwheel-shaped galaxy in which we live. We have just a little time here. Okay. By just a little time, I'm trying to present you with my certainty. And I'm going to attempt it now as what you call a master teacher of an awakened mind that has determined in the reflection of his body formulation, in the miracle of his occurrence, that he actually is changing within the frequency of what he has projected from his idea of himself in the galaxy. Now, I'm going to try it with you. If I say to you that there's a memory of myself within my mind, which is what we all do, I'm always limiting myself to the perspective of a reflection of light that tells me what I am in this hologram that describes our setting. Now, let's describe just for a minute what we actually teach in the idea of the projection of our minds. Are you listening to me? Now, when I came in here, I began immediately to offer you alternatives. All this was the captive idea that you're allowing a change to occur. Now, since you protect yourself in the idea of the matter in which you identify your body, you retain a cycle of a reflection of light that justifies what you think is the guy out there. Now, here, I'm going to try to give you an example. We listen first to what projection actually is. Are you? Yeah. I'm teaching the miracle of your capacity that we successfully use the advent of our mind to reassociate out in the universe. That's all it is. All it requires is the idea of possibility, since you are ideas of what you think you are. Will you listen with me? Here, let me laugh. There. Now, what I saw of you was the power of my mind to decide that there was always something else I could work or look at that would not make me captive of the galaxy. Okay? There. Listen with me. Listen. Listen. There. Oh, there. Good. There. See, you see that? I took the distance that you and I recognize each other, and you caught a glimpse of a reflection of light that identified what I actually look like. Okay? Now, hear about projection. Better. Better. As you begin to see differently, you remember that the entire teaching is just an emphasis. There's another way that I can look at the projections that are contained within my mind, starting fundamentally with the idea that the cause of them is me. You ready? I'm the cause of this universe. Now, I don't need your concept of your fear that that's true. That's going to be true because as you begin to advance in the mind training, it will occur to you that the fear by which you express the retention of yourself begins to disappear as you and I recognize an alternative. Okay? Now, there. I'm determined to read what projections are. Each time I try to do it, a figure walks in with me and offers me a solution, okay, which we immediately, you're going to listen to me? We immediately accept out in the universe, and what happens? Our body disappears. See, I'm teaching you that the advent of the reflection of your body identity can be changed very simply because it's changing each moment. Now, listen, at last, you heard that song was in the background. It was a very beautiful song. Now, that's all right. What I want you to do is use your mindfulness in the reasonableness of what I'm going to offer you for the next 22 minutes. Listen. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you, it's important, isn't it? It's the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. As a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. Because perception is a result and not a cause. Let's say it again. Perception is the result contained within you and not the cause of what seems to be out there. And that is why order of difficulty in the miracle that I'm offering you is meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there is chaos. I'm going to take a chance with you because I know you can hear me because you've been studying about it since the beginning of time. And while you have difficulty with it, you expect a result. And I'm not offering a result. I am teaching to you, I'm attempting to teach the idea of the time before time. That is, what I'm trying to instruct you out on the galaxy is the manner in which you gain a reflection of yourself is a simple indication that the reflection of light that surrounds you is always going to trap you galactically in the idea of time. Now, I'm going to practice with you. Ready? Time is an illusion. Time is the illusion that within your power of your mind to journey out into the universe, you keep getting reflections of light that surround you with meaningless attempts in the chaotic of what you want to see within your own arrangement. Now, available to you, now, and this is where you are with most of us, are the simple knowledge that you have been successful, and that's why I called this meeting with you today. You've been successful in the idea of the reason why you would be here, of the reason why you would be here. Okay, you all right with me? Now, I teach the miracle of the conversion of my mind in utilization of the certainty that I can give you a better reflection. Shall I try it with you? How much time we have till the break? I have 8 more minutes. Now, you remember this. The cycle of time that you operate in is being determined by the result that you appear to get within your own mind. Now, we teach in Homo sapiens that that was about 40,000 years. That is, if the universe is 14,000 million years old, the cycle of time, I'm going to demonstrate it to you. Should I? Here, watch me. Here, watch me. Here, watch. Here, I appear to be standing up within a ratio. Here, I'm going to take this off. Is this all right? Here, there, watch me. Here, no, you say, well, you had your sweater on a minute ago. A minute ago, I had my sweater on. That's gone. Come on. The whole teaching that's involved in the 7 hours is that time is always over. Is that so? Oh, sure. Yeah. Here I come. I came in here. When I came in here today, I reflected to you an idea that you and I are sharing and that I've been sharing with you for 81 years. Say to me, 81 years. Now, the idea, then I'm going to try this with you because I feel like it. The idea that I'm this 80-year-old body is very simply because you can prove it. You can prove that I was born an infant, that I was raised, I was in World War II, that I was injured, okay, that I did all these things. And one of the reasons you're doing it now is everybody's dying. By the time you get to be 81 or 2, you begin to have periods of death. Come on now. You'll notice that when the old man begins to walk around these days, he's not particularly concerned about how attractive your body. What I see is old ladies and old men. You know what? I'm an old lady and an old man. Okay? Now, you can say to me, well, I'm not as old as you. You never will be. You can only get old by the idea that you have within your mind. Is this why you change the circumstances of yourself? I'm going to heal you. Now, when yesterday I was walking around and there was a beautiful, lovely lady sitting, okay, in a chair, all right, just looking around. And as I went by here, I could feel the energy, say to me, thought. I could feel the energy of the memory that she has, just like I'm offering you in the memory of herself, because memories are made of this. Will you listen with me about how memories are made? Listen about memories.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss.
You listening with me?
One girl,
I'm in love.
Some grief.
You've noticed
some joy,
that I am disconnecting momentarily from what is my body.
Don't forget a small moonbeam. Fold it lightly with a dream. Your lips.
And mine.
To sip.
Huh? There's an 80-year-old guy.
Huh?
Now, I'm trying to give you a reflection in the hologram that will belie the power of my mind to determine what I actually see out there. That's what a miracle is.
Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the day.
Everybody's enjoying me. Now you're going to look up my record and say, boy, he sure doesn't look 80 years old. You know why I don't look 80 years old? Should I tell you? I'm not a body.
Serve it generously with love. One man, one wife.
I enjoy teaching.
One love.
Now.
For life, memories are made of this.
Boy, you look good. You're starting to look good. Why?
Memories.
You're beginning to think about alternatives.
Memories are made of this.
Look, rather than depending on the cycle that apparently has trapped this 80-year-old guy in a frequency of light. All right? I'm letting a frequency of light that happened almost 2,000 years ago, which is over as much as it, come into my mind, because my mind is a memory of what I want to see within my relationship. You listen? And in that regard, it has nothing to do with my body at all. The healing, what's her name that was just sick in the body, all right? Don't be concerned that you're going to get old and die in your body. Don't even think about it. You and I together, in the miracle of our mind, are sharing the simple idea that the power of our mind to decide the outcome that we want can appear anywhere within the Galactic Association through using the power of my mind. Here. Now, just a moment ago, you were there, but that's gone, isn't it? The only time I can really sit in the chair here, it's going to be gone, isn't it? This is how you get this. I'm gone right now, okay? Now, the hologram in which I represent an extension of my mind, in the certainty, the outcome that will be involved through a repetition of the idea of illusion, will allow me to bring together in a moment that surrounds us the solution within my mind. Okay? There, I did. Could you see that? Now, yeah, now, here, look at it. Here, look at it. There, do you see that? Now, there, I've got to leave you now, and I'm going to leave you for about, say me, 1,000 years. You guys, you astonish me. If it's only in my mind, what possible difference could it make the manner in which I leave you? Say to me, I wish I could do that. And should I tell you what you need in the Course in Miracles? You need a little mind training. But you're going to have to decide that you want to see something differently than you're seeing it. Obviously, you're trapped. Look at the universe is out there. And there's billions of stars and billions of galaxies, and you appear to be trapped in this body formulation that only lasts 40,000 years. No, come on. You can get that. It only lasts for that 40,000-year cycle in which you came within a framework. You were here. You were recovered. And you saw the miracle of your mind and how much I love you. Now, I'm offering you love of my mind. This is that lady that I saw. She has memories like you have of you and I being together. And I want you to listen to the song that we're going to play for you in the certainty that the memory of that will be in our hearts. And will be in our hearts because it's in my mind. and the reflection that I'm getting of you can be altered physically as we escape out into the universe together. You're excited.
You took my heart and found it free.
God, I love to teach. I love to teach the idea of possibility.
Wonderful schemes from nowhere made every hour sweet as a flower for me.
If you should go
back to your nowhere, leaving me with
a memory. I'm gonna wait for your return.
I'll always wait.
God, I love to teach.
Turn out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love.
This is about time, isn't it? Huh? Time is an invention of the cycle that you have in your cause and effect relationship of what is always over. Okay? This is why I intended to teach the idea of a black hole. Now, those of you who are galactically familiar with the passage of time can understand if there's a billion galaxies out there, there are moments of the entirety of the absence of what could only be termed space-time. Here we go, listen.
If you should go back to who you know, leaving me with a memory.
Yeah, I'm the 81-year-old guy. And suddenly, you're seeing yourself in a new frame of light.
Return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love.
Can you prove it? Prove what? Prove what? Prove what? Here's what we're going to do. There isn't any mystery about the idea that you are Homo sapien, a human being within a cycle. You can call it 40,000 years. You can call it any length of time you want. What I'm trying to show you is that the manner in which you finally resolve the idea of what life is actually a sequence. Say to me, death.
Death.
Oh, yeah. It's a sequence in the idea that you occupy a particular idea. This is called the black hole, all right? And you have a devastating moment, if it's devastating, in which you share the idea of the entire loss of yourself, and suddenly you seem to be back proceeding in exactly the formulation that you had. Now, let me try this with you. Shall I try to do it physically with you? Huh? Would you like to see how that worked? I saw you feel that. Now, let's take the 81-year-old guy. You're going to check my record. Now, but if I can't affect you, all right, what good is it going to do? I'm affecting you. Come on. This is A Course in Miracles. When you decide to get into mind training, you're entertaining the idea that always available to you is an alternative that will alter the picture of the association in which you find yourself. Since in a whole room you are a picture of how you look to yourself in that idea. that the possibility that you and I are agreeing. I'm going to try this with you now. It's important. If I'm going to come into this sequence, I'm still sitting here. I was sitting there 18 minutes ago, and you remember that I was sitting there. When am I sitting there? Right now. No, come on. What you're saying is, as you see me now, I remain a reflection of your life. This is why the old man's not 80 years old. How can I be 80 years old if I'm not a body, and I'm certain that the procedure of my mind will give me better reflection? Well, I certainly had one for a minute, and now I'm back in the chaos of being a body. Let's get into the mind training. I just read you that you're not a body. That the idea you have about your body association is a refraction of the light by which you identify what is over and gone. Say to me, death. Now, this is incidentally is the teaching of Jesus, you know, the Savior that you use, okay, who died for our sins. Of course he died for your sin. You're dying all the time. You're dying right now for my sin. But you don't seem to be successful at dying. Yeah, I just went to a funeral today, and I really loved the guy that passed, okay? And he was a lovely guy, and he was 84 years old, and I knew him 80 years ago, and he looked good. They fixed him up in his body, and he was lying there. Come on, I'm sure I cheat a little bit. And I'm standing at the funeral parlor, and all of a sudden, standing right next to me is his body formulation. And I remembered him, I looked at him, and you know what he said to me? How do I look? He said, how do I look in my body? Now, I'm asking you the same thing if you and I are at a funeral together, all right? You say, well, wait until I die. But you don't seem to be able to die. You keep reporting to me all of these circumstances of death, yet you always seem to be in observation of a correlation of yourself within this 40,000 year cycle, okay? In other words, there is no death. The Son of God is free, all right? There is one life, and that I share with God. Doggone you. You can hear it conceptually. I want to show you that there's only one life, and that when you go out into the universe, you'll still be the life of what you think you are, because that's what God is. There isn't any difference between you and God, except in the action of your mind in that determination of the teleportation of yourself from this spot out into the universe. There is one life. Listen, there's only one life. You listen with me. Now, this is important. There's only going to be one life. And that I share with everything that is. There are not different kinds of life, for life is like the truth. It does not have degrees. It is the one condition in which all that God created share. Like all his thoughts, it has no opposite. Look, there is no death, because what God created shares his life. There is no death, because an opposite to God does not exist. There is no death, because the Father and the Son are one. Now, I'm going to come back just for a moment, because I'm teaching the miracle of determination that at least you admit somewhere that if you can't die, you're going to have to face all the adversity that you apparently have in your idea. I'm not telling you it's all loving and beautiful. I'm telling you that there is one life and that you're sharing. Now, if that life turns out to be very particularly despondent to you, and you hate it, and you despise it, you have to remember this. It's in my mind that I'm arriving at that conclusion. That was lovely. Yeah. The idea that there's only one life does not preclude the idea that you can share all the birds and the bees and the flowers. All that really says is there's only one life, okay? And you're excited by the prospect because you don't have to examine it. It does tell you that if there's only one life, there can't possibly be death. All right. Now, if there is death, it would have to be something in which you're entirely annihilated. Now, by your determination to justify the idea that you're a body, you have death sequences. Now, what you're saying to me is, I'm going to prove that this 81-year-old guy who was in the Second World War went through a campaign in that, came back and had all the adversities that occur within my own mind, and began to look for alternatives within his own mind, are actually what you're doing, and that's how you got into this class. You got into this class because you're determined that there must be something else that I can see. Do you know what it is? Well, you couldn't possibly. Because each time you reach a conclusion about yourself, say to me, it's over.
It's over.
Now say to me, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, you're dead. Now, let's try it, show me. Here. I saw you suddenly decide to hear it. Now, when you hear it, it doesn't mean that those who are around you in this hologram necessarily hear it with you. Why? You're in a different frequency of light. The different frequency of light is what the miracle is, because you and I now can agree with our mind in a speed up of the intensity of shortening the distance between the cause and effect by which we used to represent ourselves. Will you listen to me? Listen. In this world, there appears to be a state that is life's opposite. You call it death. Yet we have learned that the idea of death takes many forms. It is the one idea which underlies all feelings that are not supremely happy. It's the alarm to which you give response of any kind that is not perfect joy. All of your sorrow, your loss, your anxiety, your suffering, your pain, even a little sign of weariness, a slight discomfort, or the merest frown acknowledge death and thus deny that you live. Now you listen with me. You think that death is of the body, yet it is but an idea, irrelevant to what is seen as physical. Why? The way I'm thinking is in my mind. It can be then applied as mind directs it, but its origin is where it must be changed, if change occurs, because ideas leave not their source. It's the reason that you can heal. It's the cause of healing. It is why you cannot die. Its truth established you as one with God. I left for a little while, but you brought a new kind of love to me.
Sweet one, fairer than the flowers, never will I be.
Avez-vous question?
Sweeter than you. Would you turn away or could you? Really don't care if I ever dare to say I love you.
You listen with me.
If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through.
You brought a new kind of love.
For you brought a new kind of love to me.
Here we go.
I know that you're the queen, and I'm the slave, and yet you will understand that
underneath it all,
you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
You should see what. Look.
Could sing
like you.
They sing much sweeter than they do.
Why?
You brought a new kind of love to me.
You're changing right in front of me, aren't you?
If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I want to sleep my whole life through. You brought a new kind of love to me. Oh, I know. I know that you're the queen. And I'm the slave, and yet you will understand.
I'm thinking in French. Can you tell?
You're a man, and I'm only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
There. Now, the frame in which you now find yourself in the idea that you're not a body are offering you solutions which must be heard, say to me, time.
Time.
They have to be heard in time, very simply because time is the idea of a past and future possibility. Now, here's the problem you have. Obviously, and you can think of this reasonably if you want it with me, the only time there is at any single moment, you ready, is now. Now, at that time, I had an idea that when I came into this sequence, I sat down and I became now. Now, at the minimum, I'm not going to depend on what occurred, all right, but rather we'll look to the future without regard to what's occurred within the past, okay? Now, the idea that you can change the mental association of your mind in regard to what you think you are true. But obviously, until you have the experience, you will depend on a fracturedism of reflection of light that justify this 40,000-year cycle. Okay, let's read here. Listen with me just a little bit about what time is, shall we? You all right? Now, you're doing it mentally within your faculty right now. Now, there. Well, I can remember this 80-year-old guy. I can remember this 400-year-old guy. I can remember Jesus of Nazareth as plainly as I could ever remember anything because he's a memory of what I remember in my mind in a moment of occurrence of the miracle in the mind training that justified the idea that the love that I'm feeling you, I've lost fear. Now, obviously, if I depend on retaining this cycle, here I'll demonstrate it to you. If I'm going to depend on retaining this cycle of the illusion of what you are in the reflection of light, I protect myself, I become a body, I get old, and I die in a relative association of this 80-year-old guy. I'm actually 26. I just died. I was killed in a train accident. Can you get it? Fracturedism of your mind at moments of death, and there's an impossibility that you don't have memories of death sequences in which you die, okay? Yet you're not dead. You just keep repeating over and over again. And finally, at the moment of death, this is what happened. You're suddenly suspicious of the nature by which the identity out there, and you find yourself in an entirely different sequence of time. It's an entirely different sequence of time. Okay, listen with me. Huh? Listen, I'm going to give you a demonstration now. You listen about time. The tiny instant that you would keep in death and make eternal passed away in heaven. Too soon for anything to notice it had come. What disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Look, only in the past, an ancient past, too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time that not one note in heaven's song was missed. Yet, in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment, and in all belief in sin, is that one instant still called back as if it could be made again in time. You keep an ancient memory before your eyes. And he who lives in memories alone is unaware of where he actually is. I'm back with you. And I'm going to attempt a particular effort that is going to remain within the cycle of the idea of the time that you intend to spend with me. Now, you love the idea that there's a power out there that's going to decide for you the outcome of this. Now, as long as you believe there's a power out in the universe that can decide your outcome, you will die in the idea that the factor by which you identify yourself, all right, do not allow you to say and see that the causation of what you're seeing out there is a reflection of yourself. Now, let's use my 80-year-old body again. I'm not 80 years old. You say, wow, you're the youngest 80-year-old guy you ever saw. Now, the idea that you can appear with me suddenly very beautiful are simply alteration of the reflection of light by which you remain determined to get old and sick and die. Say to me, everybody gets old and sick and dies.
Everybody gets old and sick.
No, they don't. There's no such thing as your body. There's no such thing as a reflection of light within the particulars of your mind. Because the moment that the idea of being trapped in space-time occurred, this is called the black hole, this is the idea that you're a black hole out in the universe, you immediately expanded to light. Now, can you remember the blackness of yourself? You can't really. Because if you recall it, it will trap you again, and you're going to just keep on repeating the cycle over and over again. Here's the key. The decision is yours to make. The decision on what you want to see is not out in the universe. It's in your own mind. Now, the alteration that just occurred there maybe made you very frightened that you're about to lose your body. Say to me, I'm dead. You just went through another death sequence. This is from Jesus. What he says, the resurrection that can occur in a physical idea of the transformation of your body formulation. But it's very necessary that you say the power of your mind is what's going to determine it. The power, say to me, decision. In other words, you're deciding right now whether you want to stay in this frequency and recognize me as an 80-year-old guy, or whether you rather join me in an alternative by training my mind systematically to a new way to look at you. Here, listen, will you listen just a little bit to the power of decision? The power of deciding is mine. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve nor fear nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. Are you listening? And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish. And nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world, complete in all details. Here's its whole reality for you, and it is only here that salvation is. You may believe that this position is extreme and too inclusive to be true. Yet can truth have exceptions? If you have the gift of everything, can loss be real? Can pain be part of peace or grief of joy? Can fear and sickness enter in a mind where love and perfect holiness abide? Listen, truth must be all-inclusive. Salvation is the recognition that truth is true and that nothing else is true. Look, as God created you, you must remain unchangeable, with transitory states by definition false. And that includes all shifts in feeling. Listen, is it not strange that you believe to think you made the world you see is arrogance? God made it not. Of this you can be sure. What can he know of the ephemeral, the sinful and the guilty, the afraid and the suffering and the lonely? You but accuse him of insanity to think he made a world where such things seem to have reality. He's not crazy. Yet only madness makes a world like this. You remember this. The power of decision is my own. And we accept of him that which we are and humbly recognize the Son of God. To recognize God's Son implies as well that all self-concept has been laid aside and recognized as false. Their arrogance has been perceived. The power of decision is my own, and today I've accepted to express it in its entirety. Are you with me? Now, I've been teaching here for this is about 2,000 years. From the time I come into this cycle with an alternative that allows you to escape, I am teaching the testimony, you call it religion, of the religion of yourself in recognition of what you are within the perspective of yourself. Okay? Are you ready? Now, I'm going to be this 81-year-old guy. The problem I have is, if I identify myself in my own mind, how am I going to get out into the universe? By perceiving momentarily myself differently, you and I are meeting in a different location in time that disconnects us from the body formulation. It doesn't mean we're totally connect, but it does shorten the distance of the time in which, when I meet you, I recognize you and I may say almost anything. Like, how are you in that faculty? How are you in the idea that this 80-year-old guy, you're gonna give me a lot of publicity, you're gonna write all about me getting old and dying? Come on. What I'm offering you has nothing at all to do with this world. It has to do with the instant conversion of the idea of the reflection of light by which you're identifying the love that I'm feeling for God and for you. Okay? There. That reflection of light was my love for you. You ready? I'm this 80-year-old guy. Yeah, 80's not old. 80 compared to what, 40,000 years? 80 is just a blink in your mind. But by speeding up the relationship of your mind, I alter reflections of projections of your mind, which then project how I feel about you in this new ratio of time, which isn't a different sequence of time. It's a communication with an alteration of your mind. Now, I've trained my mind sufficiently that everything I do now is going to be very simply, there's another way to look at this. Somewhere, there's another way, because the reflection I'm getting, I don't want it anymore. I'm sick and tired of getting old and sick and dying in a body. I want to see out there in the miracle of my mind how different it is, and my love for you, and our recognition of ourselves out in the galaxy where we've always wanted to journey, in the memory of ourselves, in the memory of ourselves. And we'll be together in that new frame of time. In that new frame of time. Thank you. Yes, I'm going to use you. Do you mind if I use you in the frequency of your own life? Yeah. See, the manner in which you're organizing yourself, I can use it. I have no objection. You're not going to be a body. That's why I'm encouraging you to use your mind. The power of ideas of mind. The manner in which you escape out into the earth.
Yes, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, well, I won't be in that number. And when the saints go marching in, yes, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, well, I won't be in that number. Yes, when the saints go marching in.